Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Bonam, Killing of the Demon Trinivarta, Chapter 7 and Text Number 5. The title is Killing of the Demon Trinivarta, but there are two demons here killed by Lord Krishna. So we're reading first the Killing of Sakata Sura. Nandasya patni kritama janadikam Vipray krita svatsyayanam supujitai Anadya vasasrag abhishta dhenubhi Sanjata nidraksham asisayach chanai Word for word meaning Nandasya of Maharaj Nanda Patni the wife Mother Yashoda Krita Majana Adikam After she and the other members of the house had bathed and the child had been bathed also Vipray by the Brahmanas Krita Swastyayanam engaging them in chanting auspicious Vedic hymns Supujitai who were all received and worshipped with proper respect Anadya by offering them sufficient grains and other eatables Vashaha garments Shrak Abhishta Denubhi by offering flower garlands and very desirable cows. Sanjata Sanjata Nidra had become sleepy. Aksham whose eyes Ashishayat laid the child down, Sanai, for the time being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. After completing the bathing ceremony of the child, Mother Yasoda received the Brahmanas by worshipping them with proper respect and giving them ample food grains and other eatables, clothing, desirable cows, and garlands. The Brahmanas properly chanted Vedic hymns to observe the auspicious ceremony And when they finished, and Mother Yasoda saw that the child felt sleepy, she lay down on the bed with the child until he was peacefully asleep. Purport. An affectionate mother takes great care of her child and is always anxious to see that the child is not disturbed even for a moment. As long as the child wants to remain with the mother stays with the child, and the child feels very comfortable. Mother Yasoda saw that her child felt sleepy, and to give him all facilities for sleep, she lay down with the child. And when he was peaceful, she got up to attend to her other household affairs. Om Agyana Timirandasya Kenangyana Shalakaya Shaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Si Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pabhanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Nanda Shapatni Kritamajana Dikam Viprai Kita Swachyayanam Supujitai Anadya Bhasha Shrag Abhishta Denubhi Sanjata Nidraksham Asisayaschanai. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is divided into three parts: Balya, Pauganda, and Kishore. And the sweetest of them all is the Balya, or the childhood pastimes. Sometimes Lord Krishna is called Dushta Mohan. Dushta means mischievous. It's like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he was a young boy, Nimai, his pastimes also, while he was in the young age, very mischievous. And what to say of Lord Krishna? Of course, we're not seeing yet the mischiefs that Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram will perform later on. Lord Balaram especially, along with Lord Krishna, later on they will steal the butter and the yogurt of the cowherd maidens, the elderly cowherd maidens in Braj. But here, we're just being introduced because Lord Krishna is around 3 months old. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially in his childhood pastimes, is more attractive than the pastimes of different incarnations of the Supreme Lord, such as Matsya, Kurma, Baraha, those pastimes. Because we can relate more with children, human-like pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially here. So now, Lord Krishna is just started to turn his back. The babies in the beginning, very difficult to turn back up and down or sideways. So there were some indications of the Supreme Lord. It says that the Supreme Lord can be ascertained due to his different symptoms or signs in the body. It's about 32 signs of the body, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, or great personalities. And so it's a festival or a joy to celebrate for Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, because this is the first time they've seen the boy started to, he's not crawling yet. He just started to shift his body in a sense that later on he will start learning how to crawl. So, yes, the different samskaras, when one will fulfill in the human form of life, according to the Vedic scriptures, there are 10 samskaras, and start also with Garbhadhan samskar, then Anaprasan, and choosing different items. So here, we'll see more of the Vatsalya mood, the parental mood of both Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. They're very, very caring. They love so much their son that they will give gifts to everybody, especially whenever there is a sign that Lord Krishna is growing up. So this is part of the growing up. And for those of you who have children, I'm sure you'll be happy and be delighted to see when they start to say Papa, Mama, or Prabhupada, or in Vrindavan, Radhe. Now, that's another thing. So, in Mother Yasoda, Lord Krishna spent more time in the womb, of course, Mother Yasoda, 9 months. And Mother Yasoda's attachment towards Lord Krishna is so intense, more than Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, though, will spoil Lord Krishna more than Mother Yasoda. So here, the affectionate nature of Mother Yasoda, being the mother, is being exemplified. And this pastimes is just the beginning whereby, because there is some yajna going on while Mother Yasoda is under, she is tending the guest, attending the guest, along with Nanda Maharaj. They will give gifts to the guest, fine clothings, ornaments, and to the cows as well. They will decorate fine ornaments embroidered with gold. And to the brahmanas, they will give cows, not just any cows, kamadenu cows. When you're in Vrindavan, you will not be able to escape not being involved with cows. It's like yesterday. We were visiting Radha Gokulananda temple. And there is one Baba there. He was like, you know, I gave a little donation, and then he started to like, he spoke in English, but the devotee with me, I asked him, what is he saying? because I thought he was speaking in Hindi, but actually he was speaking in English. And he met actually Prabhupada in London. He was just a young man that time, young boy. So he was telling me, he was doing like this to me. I wonder, what is he doing? And he says, oh, you should do like this to the cows. Because if you have a high blood pressure, it will go down. If you are a little bit in anxiety, you'll be peaceful. So take advantage, any one of you, or everyone. We have Goshala. We have about 450 cows over there. Take your time to visit our cows. You cannot go back to Godhead without loving cows, learning how to love cows. Because Goloka, planet of the cows. So, yes. So Mother Yasoda, she was thinking, Lord Krishna, baby Krishna, started to feel sleepy. Because they were all doing yajna, the brahmanas. Swaha, swaha. Oh, the baby is not interested into that. So, what Mother Yasoda did is she put, or says here, she lay down on the bed with the child. But then later on, we will see that Mother Yasoda put Lord Krishna, there was a cradle under a cart. Now, the first demon that Kamsa sent to Vrindavan was Putana. He thought that by sending Putana, Krishna will be killed. But Putana was killed. Putana was killed. She's about 16 miles long in length. It's like from Iskon Delhi to Connaught Place. That long. But she was touched by the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord. So her fragrance, they burned her body, and her fragrance, you can smell very, very aromatic for miles and miles and miles. Now Kamsa was thinking, I've sent an embodied demon to Vrindavan to kill Krishna, but it failed. So maybe I should send someone who does not have a body, like a ghost. Ghost doesn't have any gross body. So this demon that we're going to now being introduced is Sakata Asura, a demon, ghostly personality. And he was a son of Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha, brother of Hiranyakashipu, Jayan Vijay from the spiritual world. So one time, this son of Hiranyaksha, he went to an ashram of a Muni. A Muni means thinker or yogi or brahmana. And the name of that Muni is Lomasa Muni. And this son of Hiranyaksha is just like a giant, big, gigantic in form. So when he went to the ashram, he broke all the trees. It's like an elephant. We've heard this many times, this example, an elephant going into a garden. Hatimata, offense to a devotee, to a Vaishnava, it will destroy the creeper of our bhakti. So he went, then all the trees fall apart. And somehow, he was cursed by Lomasa. He says, become a bodiless, oh evil-hearted one. And the name of that demon, original, Utkasha. Utkacha. So he became a ghost. He gives up his body just like a snake changing the claw, the skin. When the snakes, sometimes they change their skin so they live behind their body. He begs forgiveness. He says, "Be merciful unto me. Please give me my body. Please give me a body, anybody." Because demons, not demons, but ghosts, especially, they don't have gross bodies, so they will take advantage of a person, a live person, take over the body so that they will be embodied. Prabhupada says one of those purports, he says that one will become a ghost if he commits suicide. Because his body, next body, is not ready yet. So if you end up your life untimely, then your next life is not ready yet. You're not having your next body ready from a different womb, of a different mother, of a different species. So Lomasa says, you may have a body, but made of air. Made of air. And when Chakshusa Manvantar is over, and Vaishvata Manu has come, Hari's foot, that means Lord, the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, will give you liberation. So the story goes like that. Now is the time when Lord Krishna, he was put, we have a very short purport, but the following, I'm going to go ahead now, whoever is going to speak ahead, because they're going to talk about this anyway. I was going to go to text 6 and text 7, but he gave me a nice purport. So, in any case, what's going to happen is that this demon took advantage of this cart where Lord Krishna was put under, because there was a cradle, and Krishna will be protected there. Mother Yasoda knew while entertaining her guest and the brahmanas doing yajna. It was a stop actually after this incident. They continue on later on, part 2 of their yajna. These demons that, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, there were about 22 or 23 demons that were killed by Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. Even though the Acharya says that before tiffin time, Lord Krishna would kill 2 or 3 demons. And Lord Krishna moved to Mathura at the age of 10 years plus. So every day, Lord Krishna will kill 2 or 3 demons within around 10 or 11 years, let's say. So 2 to 3 demons times 365 times 11 years. How many demons Krishna killed? A lot. Almost 11,000. But we don't hear all of those here in the Bhagavatam. Part of the Bhagavatam, actually, major part of the Bhagavatam is in the Swargaloka, in the heavenly planets. We're given how many slokas? 18,000. Right? 18,000. But there are more, hundreds and thousands more, part of the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam, Spotless Purana. So these 22 or 23 demons represents anarthas. The demons within our hearts. Oh, believe it or not, maybe you don't have any more. But many of us, if not most of us, have demons there. Anarthas means that which is unwanted. that which is like extra luggage. You don't need it. But it needs to be taken away because we've been in this material world since time immemorial. We've been contaminated. The soul is pure in its original state. But having come in contact with the material energy, we became succumbed to be in the enjoying spirit. We want to lord it over the material energy. We want to be the lord of all we survey. And that is the nature of the material world. To entrap us in this material world, not to release us, and to put us in illusion again and again and again. We commit mistakes, we promise not to commit it again, but then we become attracted again to Maya. That is her nature. That's why she's a little bit ashamed of her service towards the Supreme Lord. She's a Vaishnavi. She's a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. She's doing her service so to the best of her ability. But she is ashamed because of her service. And she will only release us when we become free from all of these impurities within our hearts. And when we become convinced to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. When will that day come? So, according to the Acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, from his Chaitanya Shikshamrita and Krishna Samhita, he delineate, he made a descriptions of these different demons that Krishna killed from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, whereby each and every demon corresponds to a certain anartha that we have in our hearts. Can I read something what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about this? Yes or no? From the Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the devotee who worships the holy name, that means we are trying to worship the holy name, none different than Lord Krishna, Nama and Rupa, none difference, should first petition the Lord for the strength to cast out all these unfavorable tendencies and should pray thus before the Lord on a daily basis. Yes, one Mataji, she made a comment, she requests actually, that Maharaj, please, could you don't forget to mention about attentive chanting, attentive hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, especially our japa. That is the special moment early in the morning whereby we'll have a personal interaction towards the Supreme Lord. So all of our activities in performing, trying to perform devotional service towards the Supreme Lord and our spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, actually, it will be based from how we chant our rounds. Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhakta, they're very rare in this world. And our main sadhana, the king of sadhana, is chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's not enough that we show ourselves Mangalartik and then, you know, hey, I'm here, I'm present. And then during japa time also, hey, I'm chanting my rounds. But then if our mind is all over the universe, making plans what we're going to do the whole day, thinking of something else while chanting, then it's very difficult to come to the platform of Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. We think that we are becoming pure, but actually we are becoming more and more entangled. We're becoming, somehow, we think that we are, PDS. You know what's PDS? No. Pure Devotee Syndrome. We think that, oh, I'm a pure devotee now. I come to the morning program. I chant my rounds. I come for Guru Puja. I do my service. But our chanting is so-so. I'm getting the Mahaprasad. I'm getting purified. But my desires increases whenever I chant. Desire for fame, adoration, money, and woman. And this is very subtle. Very, very subtle. This is why we have to be careful. Either embodied or gross or subtle Maya attacks like that. By doing this regularly, that means the chanting of the holy name, worshiping the holy name, the devotee's heart will eventually become purified. Sri Krishna has killed a number of demons which may arise in the kingdom of the heart. In order to destroy these problems, a devotee must cry very humbly before the Lord and admit defeat. How many of us admitting that, oh, Krishna, I cannot do it without you? Many of us will think, oh, I have great qualification, I have PhD, I have a lot of wealth, I'm surrounded by my aristocratic family. That is my qualification. No. That is zero. Our qualification only is our sincerity to make advancement, to purify our hearts. And it's not so easy. We're given a chance again in this lifetime. Somehow, Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. We're all fallen devotees here, or fallen souls. We're not even devotees yet. We're just trying to become a devotee. Maybe sometime we'll be called a bhakta, a devotee of the Supreme Lord. By doing this regularly, the devotee's heart will eventually become purified. So we may ask ourselves, my material attachments are increasing or is it decreasing? So if my material attachments are decreasing, it's like a seesaw. You know, kids play on the seesaw. Or let's say a scale. A scale is supposed to be balanced. So if our material desires are decreasing, naturally we can tell our advancements spiritually are also increasing. But, yes, if our material desires are decreasing, spiritual life increasing. Material desires increasing, spiritual life goes down. And these are all based from our chanting, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's so simple, but it's very difficult to execute. It's free. Everyone can do it. But how many are really wanted? How many are really desiring to purify our chanting? I'm sure many of you would like to, but according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one can only accomplish this if you are willing to give up your material desires. Material desires is natural. Everybody has material desires. But if you're not willing to give it up, just like a person embracing the tree, get me out from here, get me out from here. But then you're embracing the tree. So how can you get out from the tree? That's where Guru comes in. Because he can point out our weaknesses. He can point out our mistakes. Are we willing to follow, though, the Guru's order, Guru's instruction? Or are we just wanting to follow the dictations of our mind? Coming to Vrindavan is not just by flying by Air India or Air Canada. Coming to Vrindavan is not hiring a taxi from IGIA Terminal 3 to come here. No. To be in Vrindavan, you need the mercy of Guru. You need a guide. You cannot stay in Vrindavan without having an advanced devotee who will be able to guide you or help you. Because they can see, and they also will be able to destroy our anarthas. Sri Krishna has killed a number of demons. In order to destroy these problems, a devotee must cry very humbly before the Lord and admit defeat. Then the Lord will nullify all contaminations. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then gives the following analysis of Krishna's pastimes. You have time? Read that. Chaitanya Siksamrita. Or you can just type Bhakta Google. You'll be able to see these different demons, what they correspond. We're almost time, but I would like to read some of these anarthas, and maybe you'll be able to relate to them. Is that okay? Yes or no? Gana Tarala. Gana means thick, undiluted, or condensed, and Tarala means thin or diluted. So this anartha refers to sporadic endeavor. Sometimes one is enthusiastic, and then a minor obstacle comes and causes a loss of enthusiasm. Are any one of you have this kind of anartha? Up and down, up and down. Right? We all have, somehow. It's like in the beginning, a newcomer. So enthusiastic. And then after some time, goes down. And then it comes up. So it says here, for example, a devotee may be enthusiastic and get up early and chant his rounds. This disturbs another devotee who then tells the first devotee, because he may disturb other devotees while getting up early. Just like this morning, I mistakenly woke up our dear president. I sometimes, you know, cannot sleep. So it's like 1:45. I was looking at my messages. I'm sure many of you also look at your messages as soon as you wake up. And then I saw his name. And iPhone is like, you touch a little bit and it will ring. So humbly apologize. And then he replied around 2:00. So sometimes you're so enthusiastic, then you disturb others while they're sleeping. You want to get up early. So the first devotee, says here, gets upset and gets up at 7 o'clock. So I would like to get up also for Mangalarti. So you disturb me. Now you already disturb me. I will just continue my sleep and I'll get up at 7 o'clock. So, disturb or not disturbance, like our dear president, he was present at Mangalarti. So we should be like this. Huh? Not so much disturbed by some circumstances. This is a good one. Byudha Vikalpa. There's so many lists here. This means, what direction should I take? The devotee is indecisive. Should I serve here or there? Shouldn't I? Because some devotees, they have this tendency to not be satisfied, be content to where they are. They go temple hopping, right? They will go to one temple. Oh, it seems to be nice here, but then after some time, it's not so nice here. I'll go to the other one. We have some devotees like this. But if you stay in one spot for a long time, then you'll develop some ruchi, some taste. In the beginning, we don't have taste because we all have this avidya or ignorance. Then we'll realize that actually wherever I am, I'm satisfied. Like devotees in Delhi, I'm sure they want to come and join us here, but they're satisfied because they're engaged in kirtan or sankirtan. If we're all going to be going here and there, then what's going to happen to our project or to our mission? Shall I just spend my life happily in family life, making my wife and children Krishna conscious and worshipping the Lord? Or should I give them all up and go to Vrindavan and perfect myself by engaging full-time in hearing and chanting with no distractions? Shall I wait until the last stage after enjoying all sorts of pleasures, when I have finally understood that the whole material world is simply a forest fire of affliction? Or should I renounce right now? This is anartha. So the whole this situation where we are is that we should work first on ourselves. Prabhupada says it's good. You're trying to save others, but first try to save yourself. Work on our anarthas first. And by reading these different pastimes of the Supreme Lord, where Lord Krishna killed these different demons, we will, by also begging the Supreme Lord to give us the taste for chanting the holy name, by reading them, we will also become purified of that anartha, and we will also be able to see some parts of ourselves that needs to be improved. So in this way, we become purified. Hare Krishna. Stop here. You have any questions? Any points? Where is the microphone? Oh, they're right here. There's so much to talk about anarthas. One class is not enough.
Hare Krishna. This Bhagavad Purana that we are reading, 80,000 verses, is just a small part of the whole. And the remaining are available in Swarupa, right? So why do we then say that if you go to Swarupa, you will never be able to practice because the facility for enjoyment is so much? That is the only reason why we don't do it?
Was that again?
Why do we then say if Srimad Bhagavatam is available there also?
Yes.
Why do we say it's practically impossible to go back to Godhead from...
Because the material energy is so captivating that you forget the purpose. There's Bhrigu Muni there, or all the best of the human beings, human form, they're over there. But somehow, they're more captivated by the material energy to enjoy. So they forgot. It says that at one time, we were also all Lord Brahma. And we're given a choice to go back home, back to Godhead, or to remain in this world. Like King Indra also. Right? He was a king. But then he became a pig. With a piggy wife and piggy children. And when his time is up to go back to Swargaloka, Lord Brahma says, come. No, I'm enjoying. Why are you asking me to go back there? So it's illusion. But those who live in the planet of Lord Brahma, the perfected in their yogic siddhi, they'll go back to Godhead at the time of Lord Brahma's 100 years. So, who wants to go to heavenly planets? There was a statement by Prabhupada, in that memories of Srila Prabhupada, he says that my disciples, most of them, they just want to go to the heavenly planets. I didn't say it. It was there. Nisinghananda's ITV. Most of us also just want to stay and remain here and wanted to enjoy. Very rare soul wanted to go back home, back to Godhead. We all want to go back to Godhead, but we're just like building a fire, but we're putting water instead of fire. You put petrol. So yes, it's very bewildering, this material energy, and the whole world is suffering. I've been to many countries during the pandemic, and no one is happy. Everyone is a struggle. Just to get something, you have to struggle so hard. But, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, difficult things become easy. But if you forget Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, easy things become difficult. We have to... We don't have much time. Our time is limited, very short. So become more sincere. It is not impossible in this lifetime to go back home, back to Godhead, but it is very difficult because our priority is not the holy name. Or if we chant the holy name, then it's not without any offenses and very erratic. Any other points from our Shruti Kirti Prabhu? Gopal Prabhu, senior most devotee here. Sure. Thank you.
This boy's question was properly answered. Okay. It's not impossible to go back and God from the heavenly planets.
Mm-mm.
But just like here in the material world on this earthly planet, what does it say? So after many verses of this, but the Hindus, they want to take. Because it's more advantageous to make progress in spiritual life because of not being allured, yes, by the external energy. So, take what Maharaj said seriously and chanting is the essence.
Chanting is the only answer, nothing else. It's like if you have a disease in the material world, you go to a chemist, oh, what is it? Oh, I have a stomach ache, okay. Oh, I have a my teeth is aching. Oh, different medicines. Harir Nam, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Kevalam. Kalona Steva, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. Anything else? So we'll part here. We'll go to the... Is that the best program or second best program? Mahaprasadi Govinde Namam Brahmani Vaisnave. Bahut dhanyavad. Thank you all.